Actually, we're relatively healthy. We feel good. We have two players that'll start on PUP. Vince Beagle. Vince is he's doing great. He's been here every day. Him and both Dimitri Goodson will start on PUP. Both those guys have been here. I mean, every day that I've been in here, so they're making progress. Vince, it looks like it's going to be a couple of weeks, and don't really have a timeline for Dimitri. So those two guys will not practice today. It's great to have Corey back. Looks great, and I know he's chomping at the bit to get out there. Well, first impressions, and I'm talking more from an organization standpoint. I mean, we need to get into the practice environment. Things need to flow quickly, precisely. It's not going to be clean. We understand that. That's how it always starts each and every year. But just getting the practice structure in place and get the operation going at a high level, then everything else will fall into place after that.
So you're talking about the practice environment. Clearly here, it's kind of historic for the NFL. All the fans that are here, talk about how excited the players are to get in this atmosphere.
Well, we just came from the dream drive, and just see some of our players driving down on those bikes. I think that might be the hardest thing they have to do all day, but it's an incredible atmosphere. So I know, the excitement. They feel good. It's the first day of training camp. This will be the best that their bodies feel, for the next 7 months. So a lot of enthusiasm, and it's a true credit to the environment that our fans create for us. So it's always spectacular to be able to practice in front of our fans every day. Our fields are in great shape as always, so it's an incredible environment. We could probably make it a little hotter in this garage that we're having a press conference, but other than that, I have no complaints.
What was your message to the team at that first meeting last night? And is there a
motto for? I really don't do the theme for the year until the first before week for the first game. So we've kind of changed that format last couple of years. You have so much administrative topics that you have to cover. So, my focus was more on, the details of how we apply our energy and making sure we're hitting the targets that you have to hit in training camp. I mean, training camp is done for a reason, and we got to make sure that we maximize our opportunities on the field. That's the priority. So, you pour a lot into these practices as far as the organization part of it and everything, and you just got to make sure that everybody, players, coaches, support staff, everybody part of the operation, the heightened awareness and energy is that we max it out here on the field.
Hey, Mike, back to Beagle just for a second. After you guys lose, Peppers and Jones in the offseason and now you have that injury, just how big of a blow maybe or a setback is it just for that positional group?
Well, it's training camp. I mean, it's a 90, you're talking about 90-man roster. I mean, you got other things going on. I mean, it's not like we're playing games. I mean, we all understand, any time a player at a position where you do lose, veteran players is, you don't want that to happen. But, I'm confident in the other guys and really the fact that, we got to get Vince back to 100%. So we have time.
Mike, with Aaron going into, I think, 13 training camps now, is the approach with him any different?
Well, I think, you have to be smart with all your quarterbacks, just the way you go through training camp. I mean, there's regimens that you go through just because this is the most they'll throw all year. And we've always charted Aaron's throws here, particularly the last, couple of years. So we're conscious of that. But, he gives good feedback. He doesn't like to not practice. The importance of him being on the field is important. But we got to make sure we take care of his arm.
What do you emphasize these 2 days before the pads come on? I mean, obviously the hitting starts on Saturday, but non-pads practice.
Give it to you in a nutshell: procedure, pursuit, and finish. I mean, we have to practice the right way. There's a standard of how you practice, and training camp is clearly different than OTAs. So I'm more focused on the first-year players getting to the pace in the procedure of how we operate in training camp. Because, the drills may look the same or you may do some of the same things, but it's entirely different. You know, it's the finish at the end of the play is heightened. It's, you know, there's a lot more physical, a lot more energy spent in these practices. So that's really what I'm looking for, particularly from the young players.
Mike, as a coach, you put in countless hours preparing for camp, but there's those finite number of hours and minutes of practice. How much detail goes into planning every minute, every second of these chances?
Well, a lot of detail. I mean, you know, when you have a chance to, you know, Matt Klein is a tremendous asset to our football operations. So when you, you know, you're 12 years into it, you have history to draw from as far as your scheduling and so forth. We have a tremendous support staff. I mean, our equipment staff, our grounds crew. So, I mean, it's second to none in quality and quantity. So there's so much that goes into it just to set up a practice. And our guys do a phenomenal job of that. So you have to still go through the mechanics of going through A through Z, make sure everything is in place. You can never relax because, you know, as soon as you take something for granted, then you don't have the right number of footballs at a drill or something like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of time and a lot of detail that goes into this.
Am I building on Aaron's question? With the youth at running back, what kinds of markers of progress do you look for from the young guys at that position, whether it's blocking?
Just really the first, you know, the first two practices the same as I've already answered. I mean, I'm looking for the procedure in the pursuit and the finish and the tempo, the energy to practice. You know, we need to get that established, and that's for every position, you know, running backs included.
Mike, I don't know if you saw Martellus late last night in the locker room or not, but what's it like coaching a personality like that? You don't usually see those seven personalities here in Green Bay.
Well, I mean, I think number one, I mean, we all like personality. I think this is a tough business. I mean, it's you spend a lot of time, so, you know, creativity and laughter are definitely good things to have in your culture. So, yeah, I mean, he's a big personality, and I think he's fitting in very well with our football team.
What kind of growth do you expect out of Brett Hundley in year three in this training camp?
Brett needs to play in games. I mean, you can see it in the classroom and the drill work and the OTA. So, I mean, he's progressing at a very good rate. I feel very good about Brett Hundley. So, he just has to stay the course. He's in great shape. I know he's put a lot of extra time in the footwork drills and some of the skill drills, part of our quarterback school format throughout the summer, you know, during his break. So he's ready to go.
How big a deal is it to link some O-line versatility after losing JC last year, whether it's guard tackle or center guard?
Well, I think if you look at our group, you know, we definitely have done a very good job with, you know, just the body types that we have there. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys that we're looking forward to get going here, and, you know, that'll really be heightened, you know, once we get to the pad work on Saturday.
Yesterday you talked about winning games, but competing in the offseason. And I wonder, you must make that message to everybody on the staff that you're trying to make your staff the best in the offseason around the league, right?
Well, we're always about continuing education and growing our culture, growing our environment, and most importantly, you know, growing the process of making our players better. So we've done a number of unique things as a staff each year. You know, we've always tried to make each other better, and I think that's what it's all about. You know, we don't publicize the majority of the things that we do, but it's important, especially, you know, when you have the benefit of continuity that we've had with our staff, and, you know, there's definitely a strength in that. But, you know, we need to continue to grow just like everybody else is trying to grow.
Two more, please.
No, I think you'll see some adjustment to drill work, but no, we don't have any motorized, you know, tackling dummies or anything like that. They wanted to have a unit that threw water balloons at the media, but I said, nah, I wasn't for it, Tom, so.